So the Gemara now continues on the top of 28a, and further it asks again, Ella, rather, ha, the Tanan, that we learned in a Mishnah, Motza Tachrich Shalshtaris, if he found a bundle, or roll, Tachrich is a roll of Shtaris, of documents, or a Guda Shalshtaris, or a bundle of documents, Hareze Yachzeh, Hareze, behold this, behold in this situation, Yachzir, he should return it. Rashi says, Elaha de Tanan Motze Tachrich, de Mishum Simona, that because of a Simon, Mahadrinon, we return, we give back. Mahadrinon is the Aramaic for returning. Mahadrinon, we give back, we return. V'imnosan malva simon. And if the malva, the lender, provided or gave a simon, marzirin lo, we give it back to him. We give back to him. So marzirin is the Hebrew and mahadrinon is the Aramaic. Marzirin lo, we give to him, to the malva even, the lender. V'inofel, not v'inofel, minei, delova, and if fell from him, delova of the borrower, meaning if the shtoris, if the documents had fallen from the lova, from the borrower, mi nichele, is he content with it? Mi is a question mark, nichele, content with it? Would he be content with it? The tahave, Hach takona takanta, that there should be this takona de tahava, that there should be hach takona, this enactment, de nahadra besimon, that we should give back with a simon. V'hanichale, and behold, nichale, there is contentment to him, he's content, de nahavu biyad hamotze la'olam, that they should be, the Nahavu, that they should be, Biyad Hamotze, in the hand of the finder, La'olam forever. So again, it's the same question as we had before, that if the whole concept of giving things back with a simon is a takana drabonin, then it's not always satisfactory to the true owner of the article, that the thing should be given back with a simon, because it may end up getting back in the hands of the wrong person, as in these examples of borrowers and lenders. So says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava said, Simonim Deraisa, Simonim are indeed Deraisa. Dixiv, as it says in the verse, V'hoya Imcha Adrosh Achicha Oso, and it should be with you until your brother seeks it out. That's the pasuk, and Rava says, "V'chi sa'ala al daitecha," and would it go up upon your mind, "Shiyitnenu," that he should give it, "Kodem shiyidereshedu," before that he seeks it out. Ella, rather, darshehu, rather, investigate him. The word drosh is not going on the seeking out of the loser, but it's going on the finder, that he has to investigate him, investigate the nature of the claimant, darshehu, investigate him, im ramai hu or eino ramai, if he is deceitful or he's not deceitful. And lav besimonim, is it not with simonim? You investigate the claimant with the simonim that he provides. That's how you figure it out, whether he's a Ramai or not a Ramai. So the Gemara says, or Rava says, Shema Mino, right? So you hear from it. We hear from this, that simonim are in fact deraisa. Now, this obviously is a familiar Gemara. We had this on 27b. And when the Gemara said exactly the same thing, we then rejected it and then said, not necessarily, it could be that you investigate him with Edom. Now, the Ritva, one of the Rishonim, explains that And the reason why we're using this again is because after we've gone through this whole back and forth trying to determine whether simonima deraisa derabbanan, and we've not found sufficient evidence that simonima derabbanan. We've had all these problems with saying that simonima derabbanan. The Gemara is now returning to that original drasha and concluding that really simonima deraisa, and this is what the pasuk is referring to. And that is the conclusion. This is the conclusion right now. Shema minah that simonim are deraisa. Okay. Now, based upon this, the Gemara continues. Rava continues. Omer Rava. Rava said, Im timtzelo mara simonim deraisa. If you find to say simonim are deraisa. Now, the Gemara right away interjects midstream and says, Im timtzelo mara. If you find to say, Haposhetle, behold, it's just been resolved. Simonim deraisa. Poshetle, poshet means to resolve, to straighten out, actually. Poshet is to straighten out. It was just, poshetle, it was resolved. Simonim deraisa, the simonim deraisa, we just went through this a second ago. From the pasuk, Vahayimcha adro shechicha. So what are you saying, if you find to say that simonim deraisa? So the Quran says, Mishum de'ikka, Lemeimar, because that there is to say, Mishun de'ika lemeimar, that there is to say, Kedashaninon, like that which we learned. It's referring to that which we learned earlier on 27b, the possibility that this pasuk is referring to Edom. So, meaning, there is a possibility that the pasuk is referring to Edom, the way you investigate him is through Edom. So it's not, you know, there is an alternative way of learning it. So that's why Rava is saying this, saying it in this language. If you find to say that simonim deraisa, even though we really have leaned towards that interpretation, but that's why he says it in that manner. Rashi says kedashaninon. The last wide line kedashaninon be'edim, like that which we've learned with edim. That the meaning is with Edom. So Rashi continues, in Tum Saloma, Simonim Deraisa. So this is now the proper flow. If you find to say this, Simonim Deraisa. So Rashi says, Revusa Nokat. The word Revusa means Chiddush, a novelty. So Revusa Nokat, a Chiddush. Nokat, he's choosing or picking. Da'afilu amrinon, that even if we say deraisa, that simonima deraisa, afilu hachi, even so, edim adifi, witnesses are better. Kedemefarish va'azel, like that which the Gemara explains and continues and goes on with, va'azel goes on, simonim ve'edim, if you have a conflict or two people coming, one with simonim and the other with edim, you're not saying lebal edim. You give it, one gives it to the one with the edim, the master of the edim. So back to the Gemara. So again, now that if we say the simonim deraisa, so says the Gemara, simonim v'simonim. If you have a situation where one person brings simonim and the second person brings simonim, A and B, who'd you give it to? Yeniach. The Gemara says, you leave it, one leaves it. You just leave it be. Rashi says, simonim v'simonim, bo shnayim v'nosnu simonim. Two people came, and each gave simonim, gave it simonim, simonecho. Yeniach, leave it, ad shiovo Eliyahu, until that comes Eliyahu. Gemara, simonim v'edim, two people come, A and B, A with simonim, and B with Edom. You're not saying lebal ha'edim. It is given, one gives it to the master of the Edom. Just, you're not saying that construct is, it should be given. Lebal ha'edim to the one with the Edom, like Rashi said earlier. Another case, simonim v'simonim v'ed echad. So here you have A bringing simonim, and B bringing simonim and an aid echad, and a single witness. So you might expect that the one with the simonim and the eid echad is certainly better than the other one with only the simonim. But the Gemara says no. Eid echad command delese dome. One witness command is like someone delese that isn't dome. He's similar to command delese dome, like he doesn't exist. He's not considered for anything, and therefore vayeniach, and therefore it should be left as is until Eliyahu Hanavi comes. Another case, Eide Ariga, Ve'Eide Nefila. Eide is plural, so it's witnesses, two witnesses came and testified about the Ariga, the weaving of the garment, meaning that they identified the, they know who it was weaved by. Ve'Eide Nefila, the other two witnesses come and say who it fell from, Nefila, falling. So to Nosin Leide Nefila, it's given to the witnesses who say who it fell from. Da amrinon, that we say zavuni zavna. We say that they sold it, or it was sold. The garment was probably sold from the weaver. Umiinish achrina nofal, and from another man. Inish man achrina another nofal. It fell from a different person. Another case, midas archo umidas rochbo. If one person identified the measure of its length, and the other said umidas rochbo, the measurement of its width. So Rashi says midas archo v'chule. Rashi says ze oma midas archo. This one says the size of its length. V'zet no sein midas rochbo, and this one gives the measurement of its width. So the Gemara says, to nosein lemidas archo, you give it to the one who identifies the measure of its length. And the reason is, the Gemara says, the midas rochbo, that the measure of its width, she'ure k'mishaya lo, can be, he can estimate it. She'ure k'mishaya lo, it's a double expression, he can estimate it. Kad, when, mach mechasala mora v'koi. When mechasala mora means its master, its owner, mechasala is covered with it, v'koi, and standing there. Kad, when mechasala mora, when the owner is covered with it, v'koi, and standing. So this means that it's easier to we're talking about a talus over here. We're talking about a talus that, if you think, imagine a talus in its length is wrapped around the person's body. The width of the talus runs along the height of the person. So when you have two people claiming the talus, and one person says he's telling you the length of it, the other person telling you the width of it, well, the width of it could easily be estimated by just looking at the person standing there. You can't estimate the length because it gets wrapped around the body. So you give it to the one who identifies the length and not the one who identifies the width, because the one who's identifying the width could be lying. And Rashi says, Shi'ur Mishayla, he could estimate it. Imra Usa Biyad Abaylam, if he saw it in the hand of the owners, Shi'uru, he just estimated it. He estimated. Kashayabala Mechusa, when the owner was covered by in it. Im talus he, if it's a talus. Okay, so back to the Gemara, and the Gemara says, midas archo, umidas rochbo, umidas gamov. So, A identified or provided the measurement of its length and its width, umidas rochbo, and its width, umidas gamov, and B gave the measure of its gamov. Now, gamov, a gamma is two lines perpendicular to each other. So basically it means, it's an expression which means the sum total of the length and the width. So the first person said it's so much long and so much wide, and the second person says the total length and width together is such and such. So, you're not saying lemidas archo v'rochbo. You give it to the one who correctly identified the two different measurements, the length of the width and length of the its width, length and width. Rashi says, "Midas arachem rochba midas gamav ze'o mekach arachem." This one says, "This is its length, the kach rochba, and this is its width." The ze'o, and the other one says, "Arachem rochba, its length and width kach v'kach amos bein akol is kach v'kach such and such a number of amos." Bein hakol between everything. Le'enu yodea kama ba'orach v'kama baruchah, but he doesn't know how much it is in its length, v'kama baruch, and how much baruchah baruchov in the width. Rashi says gamov, gam yevonis asuya kamin this letter. The Greek letter gam is made like kamin, like a this chaf sofit shalonu. Lahochi kari orach rochov yachad gamov. Therefore, it is called, or one calls the orach and the rochov, the length and the width, yachad together, gamov, its gam, its gam. So that means that's chof sofit, is the picture of what a gam is. That's the Greek letter gamma or gam looks like. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Midas Archo, Umidas Rochbo, Umidas Mishkolosov. So one person says the length and the width, and the other person says the weight. Midas Mishkolosov, its weight. So you're now saying, Lemidas Mishkolosov. You give it to the one who identifies the weight. Its weight. Hu omer, another case, hu omer simonu haget, vihi omer simonu haget. He says, you have a get now which is lost, and the husband says the simonim of the get. Vihi omer simonu haget, and she says the simonim of the get. Rashi says, hu omer simonu haget, for omer, and he says, mimeni nofal, and he says, from me it fell. Shinimlachte shaloliten, that I changed my mind. Shinimlachte, I changed. Nimlach is to change one's mind. And he says that I changed my mind. Shaloliten, not to give it. Vehiu meres simonu again. She says simonu again. Rashi says, "Many nafal, from me it fell." Shenasnu li, that he gave it to me. Vegereshtani, and he divorced me. So Gemara says, "Yinasin la." It's given to her. Rashi says, "Shehu nosno," that he gave it for Yudea Simonim, and he knows the Simonim. Avil he, but she imlo nosno la. If he didn't give it to her, mehechen yoda, how had she known the Simonim on it? Obviously, he knew the Simonim because he had it written. So it's more likely it came from her than it came from him, because he could be lying. So she gets it, and she's considered divorced. The Gemara says, "But my, with what? What are the simonim that they're identifying it with?" The Gemara says, "Ilema, if you say b'midas archo v'rochbo, if you say it's with the size of its length and its width, dilma, perhaps b'hadi denokid lo chazisei, perhaps when b'hadi at the time of." The nokidle, that he took it, he had it in his hand. Chazise, she saw it, and she was able to identify the length and the width. So how is it proof that it came from her? Ella, rather, nekev yeshbo betzad os ploni, a hole there is in it on the side of a certain letter, os ploni, a certain letter. So there's a hole in it. That's the kind of simon that would have to be provided by the wife to prove that it came from her. Some kind of simon which is not easily glanced at or seen from a distance when he'd be holding it. The Gemara continues. Hu omer simonim yachut. Let's say he said the simonim of the chut of the string, of the thread. Rashi says, Simonim Echut is the Shahaget Kosha Bo, that the get is tied with it. Because the get is tied up once it's written. So he says the simonim of the chut. V'hi omer simonim echot. And she also says the simonim of the chut. Yinasin lo, you give it to her. So again, the Gemara asks, b'mai, with what? What are the simonim being provided over here? Ilema b'chivra, or b'chivra, uvasumka, if you say it's with the whiteness or the redness of the color of the thread, dilma, v'dilma b'hadi d'nokid lo, chazisa, the same question as before, and perhaps b'hadi at the time, d'nokid le, that he was holding it, chazisa, she saw it. Ella, rather, b'midas archo, rather with the length of the thread. That's what she has to provide to prove it's hers. Huoma b'chafisa. If he says it was in a chafisa, in a skin bag, a chafisa is a skin bag. V'hi omeres b'chafisa, and she also says it was in a chafisa. Yinasin lo, you give it to him. My timer, what is the reason? Meida yoda, the kolma de isla, she surely knows that everything that there is to him, kolma de isla, that everything which he has, kolma, that everything de isla, that there is to him, bechafisa, in a skin bag, who it is, the monach lay, that he puts it. So she can know that. There's not no proof that it's hers. Rashi says, "Bechafisa, matzasa uso, in a skin bag, matzasa, you found it." That's the in the words of the claimant. The claimant is saying, "You found it in a skin bag." He's saying that to the finder.